short scene, an exercise written by Frank Hartmann, Amsterdam. All right, interior kitchen night, grade 44. Sat at the kitchen table in a white shirt and gray boxers. He's not moving, just starting ahead. Somewhere in the house, a door creaks open and we hear footsteps coming down the stairs. Greg is unaffected. Frank, 46, enters the kitchen, also wearing a white shirt and gray boxers.
Gonna undress?
Start scene.
You can if you want.
Hey, Greg. Hello, Frank.
Frank walks up the fridge, takes out a milk carton, pours himself a glass. He turns to Greg with the full glass in his hand.
You want some?
No, I'm good.
Frank drinks half the glass in one go and pours a refill before putting the carton back in the fridge. He walks around the table and leans against the sink across from Greg.
Do you know why you were here, Greg?
What do you mean? I live here.
Of course I know, but I mean...
Greg is a little confused. Frank takes a sip of milk.
I mean, do you know why you are here?
Did you just have some kind of existential nightmare, Frank? Did you forget to take your meds?
Thanks, Miles.
Let's just take a few steps back, right?
Right.
Okay.
Just a couple of minutes ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and I noticed I was a little thirsty, you know? So I got up, left my room, came downstairs, entered the kitchen to get something to drink. Are you with me?
I guess, yeah.
You don't guess, Greg. Now, when I entered the kitchen, you were, you know, sitting in that chair over there where you're still sitting right now.
Yeah? Yeah. So what's the...
Let me ask you this, Greg. Do you have any idea why you were here, sitting in that chair when I entered the kitchen?
Greg slowly realizes he doesn't. It scares him.
Is it... Am I sleepwalking?
No, you are not sleepwalking. You want that glass of milk now? Don't you?
I do.
Frank puts his glass on the table and walks into the fridge. He pours a glass for Greg, walks back and hands him the glass. Frank sits down across from him and watches him drink the milk. Greg seems confused.
So do you?
Do I what?
Do you know why you are here?
Greg slowly starts panicking as he can't figure out the answer.
I don't. I mean, I just don't. Why would you even ask me something like that? Is something wrong with me?
Don't worry, Greg. You're okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with you.
Greg's anxiety is slowly fading. He takes a sip.
So, no idea why you're sitting in the kitchen now.
No. We done here?
I guess it's just one of those things you do on autopilot. You know, like when you get to work and you just can't remember driving there?
Yeah, I guess it is.
Frank leans back in the kitchen chair, he studies Greg.
So, tell me what your bedroom looks like.
What do you mean what my bedroom looks like? You've been there.
I know. Just tell me, what's in your room? What's in your closet?
You mean, is there a closet? I guess.
You guess? You guess there's a closet in your room? Do you mean to tell me that you don't even know if there's a closet in your room? Greg?
What? Greg is back up to full panic now.
Oh my God. Hell, Frank? What's going on here? What are you doing? Wait, did you put something in that milk?
Can you tell me, Greg? What is going on? You don't know why you're here. You don't know what your room looks like. I mean, hell, what do you know?
Frank starts smiling at Greg. Greg's panic turns into frustrations.
Fuck you, Frank. Is this some kind of fucking cruel joke?
Relax, Greg. It's okay. I told you it's okay. I'm just having a little fun, that's all.
Well, it's not really funny to me, asshole.
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm just being cruel right now.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, honestly.
Greg settles down and Frank takes a sip.
There's just... I need to, I want to tell you something.
What?
I wrote you, Greg.
That's supposed to mean
you wrote me?
Did you write something on me?
Well, as a matter of fact, I'm still writing you right now.
Seriously, man, you better start explaining yourself or I'm going to have you committed.
Frank smiles. I'm a writer, Greg. I write movies. And I write the characters in those movies. You know, and right now you are a character that I'm writing. Okay? It's just a short scene and you know, an exercise. That's why you don't know what your room looks like. You don't need to know what it looks like. You know? It's not relevant to the story.
Well, one could argue that it is, but, you know, fuck you. You're insane, man.
I am.
Greg gets up, turns to the fridge, takes out the milk, and refills Frank's glass before putting the Carlton back and sitting down.
Why did you just do that, Greg? Did you really want to refill that glass? Right there.
Yeah, whatever, idiot. I have free will.
Yeah, of course you do. Who'd want to see a movie where all the characters, you know, are just boring robots? They want to believe in you, Greg. That's why I wrote you to be just like a real person, not like a robot. Or accept you're not.
Alright, that's it. I'm calling Dr. Hensley. She's gonna have to come and get you.
How are you going to do that, Greg? When you don't even know where the phone is.
Greg looks around, there's fear in his eyes. He gets up and nervously walks around the kitchen, looking for the phone. Frank sits calmly at the kitchen table. Greg can't find the phone, so he leaves the kitchen to search in the hall. Frank takes a sip from his milk. There's a lot of milk coming back as Greg's footsteps slowly fade away. Oh, that's the end. No, it's not the end. Frank smiles, finishes his glass, gets up, puts the empty glass in the sink and leaves the kitchen. We hear him climbing the stairs and closing his bedroom door. That's the end.
Okay, dankjewel. Wat vindt u, hoe ging het?
Ja, heel goed. Ik vond het heel cool, heel goed gelezen.
Ja. Oké, okay. Even kijken.
Ik zou even iets van het verhaal
willen weten. Volgens mij was dit het hele ding.
Ja, het is een losse scène. Thanks.
Ja,
dat is tof, hè?
Okay.
Ja.
Maar hadden jullie nog niet eerder gelezen?
Nee. Door jullie niet de halve meter achterkomen.
Ja, dat is het mooie van acteurs. Die dat gewoon kunnen. Ja, het is echt waar. We hebben het in het begin ook gewoon zelf proberen te doen. Maar dat werkt gewoon minder goed. Ja. Acteurs zijn gewoon speciaal soort mensen.
Oké. Wat wil je nog over zeggen, Erik, of niet?
Ja, dat mag.
Ja, want ik vind wat er mooi aan is dat daarbij iedere zin wordt er iets opgeroepen of iets spannends gedaan. Dus je zit een soort turn page wat dat betreft. Je bent iedere keer benieuwd naar iets wat je niet echt snapt op dat moment.
Ja.
Dat vind ik echt super gedaan.
Ja.
Thanks.
Echt super.
Dankjewel.
Ja.
Ja. Dat was ook wel een beetje de bedoeling.
Ja.
Dus, ja, nou, tof om te horen dat het geslaagd is.
Ja.
Oké.
Cool, thanks.
Top.